Title: Pitch Automation to Emulate Record-Breaking Advanced. All right, let's talk about one of the most addictive little DJ-style moments in drum and bass. The record break, that turntable stop vibe where the audio feels like it physically loses momentum, sinks in pitch, smears in time, and then you slam into a clean reset. And I want to be clear. In DNB, this only works if it's tight and rhythm-aware. If you just slow down the whole master as a lazy trick, the tune usually feels like it tripped over its own feet. The goal today is a break that feels intentional, lands on the grid, keeps the low end under control, and makes the drop hit harder because of the contrast. By the end, you'll have a few different pro approaches, and you'll know which one to use depending on what you're breaking: a break loop, a vocal chop, a resampled bass stab, or a whole drum bus. First, quick mental model. A believable record stop is two things happening together. 1. Pitch drops. 2. Time stretches, like the audio is literally dragging. If you only do pitch, it often sounds like automation. If you nail the smear plus the pitchfall, your brain buys the physical illusion. Also, choose your break length based on the bar line, not vibes. In fast DNB, the illusion reads best when the slowdown arrives on a meaningful grid point. Half a bar is that quick DJ grab. 1 bar is the classic end of phrase punctuation. 2 bars is for when you're deliberately derailing into a switch. Otherwise, it can feel like you killed the energy. Let's start with the best all-around, arrangement-friendly method: warp plus transpose automation on an audio clip. Pick a target first. This works amazingly on Amen or Think style loops, vocal phrases at the end of 8 or 16 bars, resampled bass stabs, or even a full drum bus resample if you're doing heavier rollers or neuro. Drop the audio on a track. Double-click the clip to open clip view. Turn warp on. Now choose the warp mode based on the material. If it's drums, use beats mode and keep it punchy. If it's a full mix or vocal, go complex pro because it stays smoother through the slowdown, even though it uses more CPU. If it's something sustained and tonal, like a held bass note, tones can work, but listen carefully for weird artifacts. Now, in arrangement view, here to show automation lanes. In the track automation chooser, you want the clip's transpose parameter. And now you draw the pitch drop. Here's the important coaching note: curve shape matters more than the destination pitch. A reedal platter usually drops fast early, then drifts slower near the end. That deceleration is what feels physical. If you draw a straight line, it can sound like a plug-in. So try this. Start at 0 semitones, then drop toward minus 12 over about a bar, but with a curve that falls quickly at the start and eases out near the end. If you want a more jungle-flavored, less extreme vibe, try minus 7 semitones instead of minus 12. It gives that vinyl but not cartoon feeling. And you can tailor it: a fast break, a quarter bar from 0 to minus 12, then cut. Classic phrase break, a full bar from 0 to minus 12 with a tessel curve. Cinematic, 2 bars and maybe down to minus 24, but be careful, because in DNB too long can feel like the tune lost RPM. Now, a big truth: pitch automation alone is only half the illusion. You want it to feel like it's slowing down in time too. If you're in beats warp mode, you'll get a certain kind of rhythmic chopping that can sound cool on breaks, but it might not feel like true slowdown. So when you need that more convincing drag, you'll often reach for a different trick, which brings us to a ridiculously effective hack. Method B, the delay time tape stop trick. This one is fast, musical, and shockingly convincing when you set it correctly. On the sound you want to break, put simple delay. After it, put utility, so you can control gain and keep things from spiking. Optionally, put auto filter after, because as things slow down in the real world, brightness tends to die too, and that helps sell the delusion. In simple delay, turn link off if you want independent left and right times, but for now you can keep them the same. Set a short delay time to start, something like 20 to 60 milliseconds. Set feedback to 0%. This is crucial. Set dry slash wet to 100% wet. Also crucial, with feedback at 0 and fully wet, it stops behaving like an echo and starts behaving like a time stretcher. Now automate delay time upward during your break moment. For example, 30 milliseconds up to 250 milliseconds over half a bar, or over a full bar if you want it more dramatic. What you'll hear is the audio stretching and pitching down as the delay time increases, very much like tape or a slowing motor. Then, and this is a huge reel is a move, commit the break with a cut. After the slow part, cut to silence or to a controlled tail. If you let full spectrum audio just continue immediately, the ear starts to notice, oh, that was a trick. DNB placement idea: do it on a drum bus resample near bar 16, cut, tiny gap. Then drop. That gap is your reset button. Even a quarter beat or a quarter bar of silence can make the next downbeat feel enormous. Now let's cover a method for tonal stuff, where you mainly want pitch fall more than time smear. Method C, frequency shifter or sampler slash simpler repitch style moves. If you add frequency shifter and keep it in shift mode, you can automate the frequency down, like from 0 down to minus 200 Hz. It won't sound like a real turntable. It's a bit more robotic and sci-fi, but for tech step and neuro stabs it can be perfect. It's like the sound is melting downward without pretending the whole tape machine is stopping. If your sound isn't simpler, put it in classic mode and automate transpose downward. Add a small filter frequency dip at the same time, just a gentle darkening. That combo can be deadly on old school jungle stabs and resampled bass hits. Now for the most authentic approach, the one that sounds the most like everything actually slowed down, resampling with repitch behavior. This is the commit to audio workflow. Make a new audio track called resample. Set audio from to whatever you want to capture, like your drum bus, your music bus, or even the master if you want the whole world to stop. Arm resample and record a few bars including the end phrase. Now, take that recording and set its warp mode to repitch. Repitch is special because pitch and time are linked like a record. When it slows, pitch falls naturally. The catch is that directly automating the clip's tempo behavior can be awkward. So here's the reliable advanced move. Temporarily automate your project tempo down during the break region, while you resample it. Do this safely. Duplicate your project, or at least make a safety render. Then automate the master tempo down over the break moment, for example from 174 BPM down to 60 BPM over one bar. Record that. Then bring the resampled audio back into your original tempo project and either turn warp off, or warp very carefully so you don't ruin the character you just captured. This method is insane for big, dramatic end of 16 breaks before a switch, like going into halftime for 4 or 8 bars, then snapping back. Now, regardless of method, let's talk arrangement discipline, because that's what separates cool trick from professional transition. Here's a template that works in rolling D then B constantly. Bar 15. Build or fill. Bar 16. Break, usually with pitch drop plus slight darkening. Last quarter bar. Hard cut, maybe to controlled reverb tail. Bar 17. Drop, clean transient reset. And here's one of the biggest pro decisions you'll make. What owns the sub during the transition? Because if you break the sub, your limiter will cry, your low end will smear, and the drop loses its punch. Pick one of these strategies. Strategy 1. The sub mutes before the break. Simple and effective. Strategy 2. The sub stays steady. No break at all, while the highs and mids do the stop. Strategy 3. The sub does a tiny mini-stop, like an eighth note, while the mids and highs do the longer one. What usually fails is everything slowing down together, while the limiter fights it and your phase gets weird. A serious upgrade is band splitting. Duplicate your source into two tracks. On the high track, high pass around 150 to 250 Hz and hit it with the full break effect. On the low track, low pass around that same point and either don't break it or break it very minimally. That gives you the drama in the tops and mids while the low end stays stable and club safe. Now let's address common mistakes so you can dodge them immediately. Number 1. Breaking the sub bass without a plan. Don't. Number 2. Wrong warp mode. Beats on a full mix can get crunchy. Complex pro on drums can go mushy. Choose based on the source. Number 3. Break too long into a drop. D&B lives on momentum. Make it punchy. Number 4. No gain staging. Some of these tricks spike peaks. Utility after the effect. Watch your meters trim output. Number 5. Forgetting to reset. If your automation doesn't return to normal, you'll wonder why your next phrase is detuned or smeared. Now let's add some of the sounds like a Riedel deck sauce. 1. Needle friction tone. Throw vinyl distortion after the source. Keep it subtle. And automate the dry slash wet slightly up. During the break, it's not about obvious crackle. It's about giving the ear a mechanical cue. 2. Spectral slowdown darkening. Automate a gentle low pass or a small high shelf dip during the break. Tiny move, big realism. 3. A two-stage stop. This is gold. Do a super quick initial dip, like a 16th to an 8th note, that mimics the hand grab. Then do the longer decel for the motor stall. Suddenly it sounds human. 4. Micro jitter right before the stop. A couple tiny pitch nudges up and down in the last 8th bar, very subtle, simulating needle instability. Keep it tasteful. 5. Ghost break. Put your stop effect on a return track and automate the send-up right before the stop. That way your dry drums remain punchy, while the braking layer smears on top. This is one of the cleanest ways to get the vibe without losing impact. Finally, a short practice exercise you can do right now. Make a 16-bar roller with a clean brake into a second drop. Load a 2-bar Amen or Think-style brake loop and warp it in beats. Build a simple rolling drum pattern layered with that brake. At bar 16, put simple delay on the brake bus. Set it to 100% wet, feedback 0. Automate time from about 40 milliseconds up to about 220 milliseconds over 1 bar. On the sub track, fade it out or hard mute it in the last half bar using utility gain automation. Add a quarter bar of silence before bar 17. Then at bar 17, bring in heavier bass and clean drums. Then export 8 bars around the transition and check 3 things. Does the break feel intentional? Does the drop hit harder because of the contrast? And is the low end clean during the break? Recap so it sticks. Warp plus transpose automation is your clean, controllable clip-based break. Delay time automation with 100% wet and feedback at 0 is your fast, convincing take-stop trick. Resampling with a repitch style slowdown is the most authentic the world actually stopped option. And in drum and bass, the secret isn't just the effect, it's arrangement discipline. Keep it short, manage the sub, commit the cut, and reset hard into the drop. If you already know what you want to break, like break loop, full drum bus, vocal, or the whole mix, and your tempo, you can dial this even tighter by tailoring the curve and choosing the right chain for that source.